For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Football Friday, the best kind of Friday. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov, and Greg behind the glass. Good morning.
Good morning. Use the mic. And I would like to say welcome to all those on Twitch. We are an international program.
Yeah.
Overseas, Canada, across the river. We have a couple of people on Twitch that are listening to us. That's MJPK2Sweet is from Canada. And this morning, I don't even know how to say this, ASCW44 is joining us from Melbourne, Australia. So I asked them real quick, what time is it over there?
Oh, you're messaging the people on Twitch?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I like to interact with Twitch all day long. Oh, yeah. I talk to them as much as I can. Yeah. I mean,
better than the voices in your head.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes the voice. This is where I can expose the voices in my head. I can actually share it on Twitch. So it's, hey, twitch.tv/971theticket. You can watch us. You can see us here on a Friday morning. But obviously, we try to interact as much as we can.
Some ticket text before we play Brad Holmes' audio. Reacting to Michigan State and some expectations for this season. Ticket texter says, Michigan's season is a failure if they aren't in the finals. For State's season, it's a failure if they're blown out in all the good games. They need to show that there's a culture change for the future.
I'm not ready to go and question their toughness. I think that it doesn't matter who the coach is in East Lansing. I really believe that they're always going to be a tough-minded physical program. I really do. Which, yeah, I understand that you may not have the talent of Ohio State. There are some games where you might lose by three or four touchdowns, but how do they play? Do they give up? And I don't think a Jonathan Smith team is ever going to throw in the towel and not be physical. That's where they were at Oregon State.
This reminds me a little bit of the Kenneth Walker year. With Childs coming in, I know different positions. We have no idea what the impact was. Now, I know when Kenneth Walker emerged, it was a Northwestern game early in the year, and I'm like, this team's going to be good. Like, he can play.
Well, he was instant. That first game against Northwestern, it was instant.
And people were like, oh, it's just Northwestern and this and that. No, you could see the talent. And that's the same thing with Childs. I think you're going to know right away about this season what they can accomplish if he looks somewhat special.
Yeah.
It may not work against the great teams that they play, but then Michigan State's going to be able to turn things around earlier. With Michigan, I'm baffled by people not understanding. Yeah, I'm saying understanding how good their defense is going to be this year. They're universally projected to be the number one defense in college football in multiple rankings. And that wins you a lot of games. And I guess my common sense I'm trying to apply here at least that Michigan wins at least 9 games, and I think they'll beat Texas and win 10, actually, at least, is because look at Iowa. Look how good Iowa's defense been. So you're telling me Michigan's offense, and Iowa routinely goes like 8-4, you know,
right,
most years.
But previous
nine
years,
and three.
They were in the Big Ten West.
Right. I was just saying, the schedule
played
a factor.
I know, but you have such an anemic offense. And your good defense carried you still to productive seasons.
Sure. There were times where the defense was outscoring their own offense.
So Michigan's defense has more talent than any Iowa defense has ever had in my mind.
Yeah.
And then you just need your offense to kind of stay afloat. Is that a recipe to eventually win a national championship? Absolutely not. I like John, you picked
kind of worked in 97 for us.
Your guys, to be honest with you. Your offense wasn't anemic.
No, well, it.
You were selective in taking your chances.
The defense carried us early on and kept us afloat. I mean, we turned the ball over three times against Notre Dame. Should have lost that. We did everything we could to give Notre Dame that one, yeah.
Three fumbles in the fourth quarter and you won a game. That's the only time I've ever seen.
Shea.
But that's why I think I do feel like people. I just think it's fans in general always get caught up in offenses. And when you have the number one defense in college football, if that's what they're projected, they accomplish that, those teams routinely go like 10-2.
So again, when Iowa wins 10 games, it's because they don't play anybody. They still don't win against Ohio State like at all. I mean, one exception here or there. It's not like they've stacked up toe-to-toe with the elites in the Big Ten, including Michigan during that stretch. So if you're like souped up Iowa, that doesn't mean you're beating Oregon. It doesn't mean you're beating Ohio State. It doesn't mean you're beating Texas. And for a while, you want to focus on the defense. They lost so much from a coaching standpoint, both sides of the ball, offensive line, all of them are gone. Quarterback, the best quarterback in 2 decades at Michigan, the best running back in 2 decades at Michigan. I just feel like you casually discount that.
I'm worried about that and stuff next year and the year after. I think that's an unknown. But the returning talent is going to carry this defense. They have it's NFL talent. When you've got NFL talent like this and you've been a championship team, they kind of carry themselves. They kind of manage themselves. Will it work against Ohio State? I don't know about that.
Right. Well, so that's going to be obviously the ultimate question. But so you can't discount everything that is going to happen. We focus solely on Michigan State, Aiden Childs, Jonathan Smith. We focus on Sharon Moore, who's going to be the quarterback, all that Michigan lost. But you also there are question marks for other teams. We talk about James Franklin not being able to beat a top 10 team. Well, how about Dan Lanning? They've got a ton of talent, but they were out-physicaled by a Washington team that got smashed by Michigan last year. They lost to their rival 3 times in a row. So there are questions for Dan Lanning and a team that in the Pac-12, yes, was noted as being physical. Does that translate to the Big Ten? How does travel affect this the way the Big Ten is made? Because Ohio State's going to have to go out west. And Big Ten typically does not fare very well when teams travel from the East Coast to the West. I don't know what that means now that it's going to happen on a regular basis.
Could there be more upsets here or there?
Yeah,
a sneaky trap game that spoils somebody.
Yeah. I also think that Michigan's defense this year is better than Oklahoma's defense last year. Can we agree on that?
Yes, than Oklahoma's? Yeah, sure.
And so Quinn Ewers at times looked very pedestrian against a much lesser defense. Now, you're older, you're more experienced, you're more developed. Sark made some questionable calls in that game as well. So there are going to be questions on the other side. We just don't focus on those very much.
All right, we said we had Brad Holmes to play, and it's a very short clip, but it's a clip we can't play enough. He was asked point blank about the expectations for this season.
Love it.
Short, sweet, simple. No one else in the city is willing to step up and acknowledge what the expectations are.
It doesn't have to be complicated. There doesn't have to be a lot of word soup. It's just win Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You were in the NFC Championship game last year. You were up 17 points. Should have been in the Super Bowl last year. Now, we could sit there and debate, do they beat Kansas City? Is Kansas City not 2-time defending Super Bowl champs? That's a pointless debate because it didn't happen.
Was it 2 days ago? We brought up that the Red Wings don't want to talk about we expect to make the playoffs.
They expect to be right there.
Right there. How refreshing is it to have the Lions, who aren't afraid to be wrong, right? That was the pushback as well, alone, and maybe some management types don't want to say playoffs because if they're wrong, it could be used against them. Brad Holmes doesn't care if it's used against him.
No.
What does that mean? He has his expectations, and he's not going to be shy about it. He's going to embrace it. He's going to speak to it. And I know there are Lions fans that feel a certain type of way about the word Super Bowl being used. Get used to it.
Well, and he's comfortable with being uncomfortable because he does put the pressure on the players, on Dan Campbell, on himself, the team that he has fielded, hand-selected the picks, and those that he inherited, he's kept them around and extended. Taylor Decker, not a Brad Holmes guy, but he has extended him. He said, yes, he is a part of our core, our foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And he also is coming from a position of strength because if they don't win the Super Bowl, is Brad Holmes fired? Is Dan Campbell fired?
No.
So Why not? Just go out there. You ask the question, what's the expectation? Win the Super Bowl. Love it.
Love it. How do you guys feel about it? And I think a secondary question there, John.
Yeah.
We've talked about Super Bowl or bust. Bust meaning you failed.
Yes, you didn't win the Super Bowl.
We're cool with that? Because I know you've kind of danced around whether or not.
Why wouldn't I've danced around? I'm the one that said number one seed in the playoffs, no. 14 wins.
John, you're cool with the good. Are you willing to say they failed? It's a failed season if they don't win a Super Bowl. Because the GM just stepped up to the podium and said, expectations of Super Bowl. If they don't win it, it's a negative season. And I don't know that fans are quite ready to say a season where they win the division, win 14 games, potentially go to a Super Bowl is a failed season. But welcome to the first class of the NFL where the only successful season is what Brad Holmes said, winning a Super Bowl. Are you willing to acknowledge the bad to hold them accountable if they don't win a Super Bowl and call it what it would be, a failed season?
So let's play this game. Well, I'll tell you what. I want to play that game because if we lived in Kansas City, how would you answer that question?
Do it next. Keep the conversation rolling. You guys can jump in. It's 97.1.
Founders Brewing Company has been making high-quality beers right here in the state of Michigan for over 25 years. And if you missed it this week, they announced they're going to be in the Big House. Why not have a couple of cold ones before or maybe even after for a victory celebration? With a focus on using the highest quality ingredients, you can always count on Founders to deliver extraordinary quality in everything they release. And with that focus on quality, they set out to create a beer that lets you have it all. And with all-day IPA, here's what you get. A refreshing and deliciously flavorful beer, easy drinking and high quality. All Day IPA is an IPA that is naturally brewed with an array of malts, grains, and hops, creating a delicious citrusy taste and a clean finish. It's the perfect beer for anyone looking to make the ordinary extraordinary and the good times great. Speaking of great times, hey, we're excited because it's college football week one. We are mere days away from the kickoff of the NFL season, so All Day IPA is the perfect beer for anyone on those game days. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find All Day IPA. All Day IPA, it's all in the taste. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a football Friday, but our baseball team's got some big games coming up this weekend. Friday night against the Red Sox. Saturday, Scooble's on the bump, and it's the 84 Tigers, 40 years since they won the World Series. Alan Trammell will join us at 8:02 this morning.
Bless you, boys. Getting them back together.
Our Brad Holmes conversation.
Mm-hmm.
He says it with his chest. Expectation, simple. Super Bowl. I want to know if people know what that means. That means if you don't win the Super Bowl, you didn't live up to expectations. It means that season, not the coach, not the GM, but that season is a failure. You failed to reach expectations. And the only satisfying conclusion to this season is the Lions win the Super Bowl. Do you accept this?
Well, so I came with a question that said, what if we were doing radio in Kansas City?
Well, we'd have two straight Super Bowls. Things would be pretty fun.
Right, but the expectation
would be you have to win the Super Bowl.
Because you have the best quarterback. You've got Travis Kelce. You've beefed up the offensive line. You've beefed up the receiver. You've taken care of deficiencies. And you got Chris Jones on defense. You took care of him last year. You've done everything possible. And the expectation, yes, is that we're gonna three-peat. And if you don't, it's a failure.
Mm-hmm.
So let's put on our big boy pants and play in a big boy league with big boy expectations. It is Super Bowl or bust, and bust means if you don't win the Super Bowl, it's a failure.
It's such a weird thing to say because the Lions have never been to a Super Bowl, let alone won a Super Bowl. There's the scenario where they get further this year than they've ever gotten before. It'd be the greatest season in Lions history, and it would be a failure. Do you, like, and I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm just saying that's a weird thing to say out loud.
Have they drafted like a Super Bowl winning team?
Yes.
Do they have a Super Bowl winning roster?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's go.
They win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, don't need to sugarcoat it.
It's so hard for me as a Lions fan to say first off, if they don't get to the Super Bowl, I do think it's a failure. It's not even close because you didn't get beyond last year. If they get there and they lose, it's really hard for me to say it, but I am going to say it. It would be a failure because when you get there, you got to win because you don't know if you're getting back. I think the Tigers from 06 to 13 are a great example of, yeah, it was a failure, wasn't it, guys?
Yep.
That era was a failure. 2006 was a heck of a ride, but you never got the title.
And
you got to win
two.
It.
Played in two, right? All those division titles. Had a loaded roster. Cy Young guys, Hall of Famers, one of the greatest hitters of all time, Miguel Cabrera. Added Prince Fielder. I mean, they were loaded teams. Didn't win it. And more than one thing could be true. Those were fun times by and large. Yeah. Like day in and day out, those are some of the most fun days we've had in this city as baseball fans. But it didn't finish with a World Series, with a championship, the goal, why we play the games. And yeah. For the Lions, you don't want to end up like the Niners, who, you want to talk about missing windows, they've been to two Super Bowls, they still got the guys to do it, but they're starting to run out of time. You don't want to be that team. You've had a couple cracks at it, you've been close, look at all the winning we've done, but you haven't won a Super Bowl.
And I mean, we could start breaking down all the minutiae of this. You don't want to be Kyle Shanahan.
Right.
Where, okay, it's 28-3, but now you're Ben Johnson, and you've put off, you know, getting your own team, being your own head coach. But it wasn't in the Super Bowl. They were up 17. Now, it wasn't all, you know, a dismantling at that point of the offense.
No.
You weren't up, four scores, and, you know, you couldn't find a way to just run the ball. You put the ball in playmakers' hands. It just didn't work out. But that's the trend that would happen. That would be the conversation. You had 17-point lead. You couldn't get to the Super Bowl. You get to the Super Bowl, but you couldn't win it. Like, that's where Kyle Shanahan is. That's where he's living right now. He was the offensive coordinator in Atlanta, where if they just ran the damn ball, took some time off the clock, they would have been, he would be wearing a Super Bowl winning ring. And now he's been back with San Francisco, can't find a way to win it. I would say the same thing. We talked about Kansas City. If you're in Kansas City right now and you don't win a Super Bowl, it's a failure. How about San Francisco?
Failure. How many cities is it a failure? Baltimore?
Baltimore, yeah. You got an reigning MVP, two-time MVP.
Yeah, it loaded franchise. It's got all kinds of regular season and postseason success, but no Super Bowl under Lamar. I know they've won it previously.
Yeah. I think Jared Goff's a factor here. Look, let's face it. We all know what he is. He's a very good quarterback, but he is not a top-tier quarterback. And you can go back with top-tier quarterbacks over the years, and they're really the only teams that keep getting back. Peyton Manning gave the Colts a chance every single year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And eventually the championship was going to be found. We don't have that. So we better do it while
we have
he's
a roster.
Good.
Well, we got a roster, he's good, with yeah. Him. He's good. He's healthy. He's got a roster around him.
Tell him, Brad. All right, let's get to Heather with the news.
This is pretty cool. Detroit's oldest neighborhood has just been ranked as top up-and-coming neighborhoods in the nation.
Oh, wow.
Corktown named among 16 most up-and-coming neighborhoods by the publication Travel Mag. And the neighborhood's character was cited among several reasons for the selection. They looked at their thriving culinary scene, cocktail bars, vintage shops, the revitalization, especially the train station that just reopened. That was the reason why, which is pretty cool. Easy for us to see, but maybe for those who have not been to Detroit to actually understand what's going on, which is pretty neat.
That's cool.
Yeah, very cool. A woman is in a lot of trouble after she bit a Michigan State police trooper, then stole a police cruiser. This all happened while she was being arrested in Muskegon. Happened earlier this month. Police were arresting this woman. That's when the struggle ensued. She bit the trooper. Thankfully, there was other troopers there, were able to get her in the cuffs, got her in the back of the car, right? Thought, okay, we got everything under control. She was able to get one of her hands out of the cuffs, and then from there was able to steal the car, led them on a 9-mile chase before she eventually crashed when the road came to an end. Now she's been arrested for numerous things, way more than probably she was originally facing. So assaulting a police officer, causing injury, auto theft, third degree fleeing and eluding, malicious destruction of property. Yikes. We talked about the weather earlier this morning in my news that we might see some more storms
today,
yeah. Which high winds, some hail, perhaps a tornado in certain areas. But overall, this weekend for Labor Day is supposed to be a pretty decent weekend. And if you're going to go to the beach, soak up the last bit of summer, you want to go on Saturday. That's going to be your best bet weather-wise. But just make sure you check out the beaches before you go, because there are a lot of beaches in Michigan that are closed or under like contamination advisories ahead of this big holiday weekend. So just check them all out maybe before you go, or swim at your own risk, I guess, is always up to you. Ross Lake, Houghton Lake, Lake Bel Air, Park Lake, Lake St. Clair even.
Oh, wow.
They're all under advisory. So for bacteria, of course. So,
yeah.
You know, you can swim. Just be careful.
Mm-hmm. Wash your hands.
Yeah. Patrick Mahomes is a creature of habit when it comes to what he likes to eat before games. So on a recent episode of Whoop podcast, his wife, Brittany Mahomes, explained that he has a very specific things he eats on game days.
Grilled chicken sandwich?
It's pretty basic. Yeah. I mean, it's just...
What would you recommend, John? What did you do?
I always had a dozen wings in my locker. So I'd go out for and enjoy the sights and sounds, smells of a stadium waking up, come back in and have some spicy wings right before you go out.
Okay.
The smells of FedEx Field. That ain't good, guy.
No. It's not great, but it's a... Hey,
it was your
depends
routine.
Where you are. Yep. Yeah, it's my routine, yeah.
Listen to this. A guy in Colorado is lucky to be alive after his coworkers left him behind on a 14,000-foot mountain. Okay, so all these coworkers, there's like 15 coworkers, they went out and scaled a mountain for a team-building exercise.
Oh, okay.
Like it was something fun to go do.
The team, well, the team, the team.
Only one guy made it all the way to the summit. Like yeah. he continued on, and everyone else was like, this isn't going to happen for us.
Peace out.
And they did. They left him there. They just left him alone. And so he got lost on his way down. He was able to like drop a pin and text his coworkers, and they told him, oh, you're going the wrong way. So then
they know where we're going.
Hours later, he did find his way, but a storm hit. There was high winds, freezing rain. I'm telling you, this guy almost died out there. But thankfully, you know, he was able to be rescued. He did have his phone, so he called 911. He was out there for over 24 hours. He couldn't walk by the time people got to him.
He couldn't walk. It was 24 hours.
I know, but because he had walked so far, it was just his muscles were just, he was in freezing rain and hail and a storm.
You called him soft, John? Look what the guy was dealing with.
He just scaled a 14,000-foot mountain and then had to go all the way down. I mean, that's...
Know your limits.
A lot to do in a day.
If you can't make it down, don't go up.
Anyway... He had to go to the hospital. He's okay. But imagine going back to the office.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Everyone left me out there to die.
I'm the guy
you
stranded. Yeah.
No. Huh. Do I get a raise? What's...
Thanks, team.
A little awkward. Yeah. And that's what everyone's saying. You never leave someone unattended. Don't leave a person alone.
Yeah, but he went off on his own. I'm not going to throw them under the bus.
He did the task. That's what they set out to go do, is this team building exercise.
And he made it to the top. Apparently, there is an I in team.
Yeah.
He did it.
He did it.
It's Heather with the news. It's 97.1. Elevate your tailgating game this season with Moran Chevrolet. You're looking to upgrade? You can lease a 2024 Silverado 4x4 crew cab starting at just $249 a month. I didn't stutter. $249 a month with $999 down. That's Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Moran has shipments arriving daily. So if you show up and you're looking for the Silverado or you're looking for something else, they're going to have it. And that's so critical at this time. If people show up somewhere and they don't have... You can shop online and make sure, MoranExpress.com, or just stop out and see them in person. Gratiot, north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. It's Moran Chevrolet. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. Friday picks an hour away. Alan Trammell, top of the hour, 8:02. 84 Tigers honored this weekend. Tigers lost yesterday. Puts an added emphasis on this series against the Red Sox if they're actually going to be in this. Or if we're having the conversation before the conversation and we never actually get to have the playoff conversation. Mm-hmm. John, Michigan football kicks off Saturday night. You're very aware. Fresno State under the lights. Before the season starts, I wanted to ask you a question. Did Michigan make a mistake? And I'm not talking about anything last season, Stallions documentary. I'm talking about this season, moving forward, new era of Michigan football. Did they make a mistake? Sharon was on with us this week, and we asked him about the quarterback, and we asked him a couple questions about the quarterback. And as of right now, they have two quarterbacks. And the cliche saying is, if you have two, you have none. Did Michigan make a mistake not going to the portal? The thing that would keep them out of the playoff, would hold them back in their biggest games, they still don't know who their quarterback is 2 days before the season starts, a day before the season starts. The first drive of the season, they don't know who their quarterback is. The schedule's tougher. The games are bigger. Did they make a mistake not going to the portal?
Well, okay, so the whole, you know, if you have two, you don't have any.
Yeah.
That's if you're playing them in the game. Like, this is, he is.
Well, they might play both.
They might. We don't know that, have they?
I mean, Tron was open to it anyway.
Sure, but we don't know that that's going to be true. And it's last year. Would you call that a two-quarterback system? We saw Alex Orgeron along with J.J.
No, that's not a two-quarterback system. Okay, last year was J.J.'s team.
I'm asking the question of how do we know because we haven't seen it. And, yeah, they have two quarterbacks competing for a one starting spot. Doesn't mean they have two quarterbacks. They could have a very reliable backup, whoever that ends up being. But we don't know if it's going to be a two-quarterback system. And why didn't they enter the portal to get one? And I'll basically tell you that is Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh and the timing of when he was able to interview for a head coaching job ultimately took it with the Chargers, and then it took a little bit, was another week before they announced that Sherrone Moore. There was no transfer portal window for them to acquire that, you know, transfer portal quarterback. Now, they could have done it in the spring window, but all of those quarterbacks had already found homes. And here's what we also don't know. Maybe they just didn't need to.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, because they are making that gamble with Alex Orji or Davis Warren or whoever plays the majority of the games this season, whoever is the quarterback against Texas, Oregon, Ohio State, big games, that they feel like they're good. And if they're not good, this is going to be a question that comes up as well. Look at a lot of the other top programs in college football. Either they returned a guy or they went out and got a guy. And Michigan, the reigning national champions, didn't go get a guy,
right?
For whatever reason.
And so we will find out, because the portal window, and this is going on this year, I can't find last year's transfer window, closed, and now it's extended for those that are playing in a national title, but it was closed before Michigan actually had the transfer of power between Jim Harbaugh and Sherrone Moore. So what transfer would go to a school where you had doubt of, is this coach even going to be here? And yes, most people thought Sherrone Moore was coach in waiting. Ultimately, that's how it played out. But
you also didn't know JJ. Is that your point too? If he was going to declare or not?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it was assumed he was going to declare.
I don't know that was much of a factor in whether or not you did. That's one factor. But yeah. The other factor is, they may look at the quarterbacks they have and say, you know what? We have the answer here. We're going to put it up for a competition between Davis Warren, Alex Orji, Jack Tuttle, all of the quarterbacks that are in that room, and say, we believe that we have the next quarterback, so why bring one in and then lose the one that we thought we had? Because then they would enter the transfer portal.
Yeah, I guess my point is, like, you were 15-0, national champion, big brand, big school. You had a need at quarterback. JJ, you're right, presumed he was going to go pro.
You were going to have an open spot.
And there were portal quarterbacks. I'd rather have Cam Ward than the quarterbacks Michigan has on their roster. I'd rather have Riley Leonard than the quarterbacks that Michigan has on their roster.
Going off of last year's performance, sure.
Yeah.
And the lack of, do you know what Davis Warren's going to be?
No, but I know that he hasn't won the job yet. He hasn't
been announced.
Well, okay. My point is, as of this week, we're still figuring it out. was the public-facing comment, is they're still figuring out neither one has separated, is how I'm interpreting that. Is that so wrong to interpret
that
way?
Maybe you have two really good ones.
Okay. Maybe all the players are the best.
I'm just saying, but we're not. I'm not saying they are, but all I'm saying is you've got to wait to see. Now, if we get 6 weeks down the road and they clearly don't, then yeah, it's valid criticism. Why didn't they go out?
Well,
yeah.
What I want to do is level it now.
They're gambling on themselves.
I don't want to be Captain Hindsight. I'm trying to, before the season starts, put this out there because it'll be obvious if they fall short. I'm saying this is a real concern before the season kicks off that they haven't named a quarterback. They didn't use the portal. They've got big games this season where they're going to play Dylan Gabriel. Where'd he come from? The portal. Will Howard, where'd he come from? The portal. Quinn Ewers, they didn't need to go to the portal. They already had a quarterback. And look around the sport. Either you're bringing back Carson Beck or Quinn Ewers, or you went out to the portal. Look at the best teams in the sport, the preseason top 10 teams. They didn't just say, I don't know, we'll see who's on the roster when the season starts. They went out and got somebody, or somebody.
I always say words matter. Well, we're going to see what we have on the roster and see if it works.
Well, that's where they're at right now. They haven't named a guy. They're going to see if it works. It's uncertain. That's not unfair to say
Will
that.
Howard, do we know that he's going to work at Ohio State?
We don't know.
Cam Ward, do we know that he's going to work?
But would you feel better if Michigan had added one of those guys?
Would I feel better? No.
You don't think Michigan fans wouldn't feel better if they had one of those guys?
Some may. I'm not going to speak for all Michigan fans. I'm just going to speak for myself. I don't know. Now, again, we get 6 weeks down the road and the quarterback is the issue, then yeah, maybe there was a way in the transition of power to attract a top-level quarterback that was looking for a new home.
Is this something or nothing? Tom? Michigan not addressing the quarterback, still don't know who their starter is the day before the game.
You're going to hate this, but I think it could be something. I mean, look, you sound a little bit like me because I think what you don't want to do is, in hindsight, do what I did, which is why didn't Jim Harbaugh go after Justin Fields? Why did he go, you know, he got Shea Patterson and he committed to him.
Right.
He told him it was his job. And that's the nasty game, I think, in the weeds that Jim thinks that Michigan needs to get into. You know, I do sense and smell a little bit of old school loyalty going on here. That's not the way it works anymore. What, we had last year two portal quarterbacks in the playoff?
How about this?
Penix and Ewers, right? Those are guys that were in the portal.
Yeah.
Those are guys that transferred.
Yeah. The one that won it wasn't.
Right. And right. I look at some of the guys who are considered the best in the sport, Heisman Trophy winners. Last year's quarterback who won the Heisman Trophy was a transfer. The year before that was a transfer. You go down the line. Joe Burrow, okay, Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, all transfers, guys who won the Heisman. You have to be willing to use the portal.
To just get a Heisman Trophy candidate quarterback, that's or is it to win games?
That's clearly a factor in winning games is having a dynamic quarterback.
Did Caleb Williams win a national title?
If you put him
Did
on Jayden Michigan's
Daniels
roster,
win a national title?
My point is if you feel like you have, and I think Michigan has a really good defense, it'd be strong to pair that up with something more certain at quarterback.
Sure. Would we love to go out and get Quinn Ewers? Well, he wasn't in the portal. And because I do think he is the best quarterback right now in college football. Dylan Gabriel is coming from UCF. How does that translate to Oregon?
Well, we don't know. Oklahoma first, but yeah.
Right, yeah. So we don't know. I mean, did Dylan Gabriel win anything at Oklahoma last year? It did beat Quinn Ewers.
I think the million-dollar question here is, did they even consider it? And that's what would bother me as a Michigan fan.
But
is,
were they even able to?
Why not?
Because they didn't know who the coach was going to be. Jim Harbaugh ended up leaving the 24th of January. The portal window was closed. All those guys had found homes.
Well, shouldn't he be, if he cares so much about his university, be in the game?
Well, a couple points.
Great question.
Okay.
Great question.
One.
Oh, no, let's take the rest of the staff with us.
It's on them to be doing their job up until they leave, obviously. And there are still people from this staff who were there who could have been pushing for it, right?
Sure. And so, again, I would say if you go to Cam Ward, you go to Will Howard, you go to all of these, Dylan Gabriel, come to Michigan. Are they going to make that decision not knowing who the head coach is going to be, what offensive system is going to be run? All of those different factors.
Sharon was the coach in waiting. He filled in for the three games in the end of the regular season. He was the guy who would take over if Harbaugh wasn't there. Sharon was going to be on Michigan staff this season no matter what. Sharon, who is now the head coach, could have made the phone calls.
If they ended up going a different direction but didn't hire Sharon Moore.
That was not going to happen. Everybody knew it didn't happen until the end of January. But everybody knew Sharon was the guy if Harbaugh left. That's not a secret. That wasn't a mystery. That was the only way it was going to go. There wasn't a search. Did Michigan do a search for a coach?
Again,
it was
if be you Sharon. Are a 20-year-old, 21-year-old, 19-year-old transfer quarterback, while those of us here who live and breathe Michigan football, Michigan State football, Big Ten football, that's what we believed. But as a 19, 20, 21-year-old kid who's coming from across the country, is that what you believe?
Yes, Greg, I see the clock. Michigan fans, are you comfortable with the quarterback situation? Was it a mistake to not go to the portal? Michigan has not named a quarterback for tomorrow's game. It's 97-1.
When it comes to managing your finances, you need a bank that gets you, understands you, and is genuinely interested in your success. That's why I bank with First Merchants Bank. Whether it's your business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. First Merchants bankers are attentive. I've been telling you this for years now. They take the time to sit down with you, ask you questions, and when you go in, because sometimes you do need to actually go to a branch, they're going to know who you are, know you're a customer, and they're going to continue to ask the questions. How is the financial plan that we're building for you fit your situation? How has it fitted your situation? Fitted? Is that even a word? When you make the switch to First Merchants Bank, you're also going to get access to their highly rated mobile banking app with innovative personal finance tools. Plus, they're deeply connected to the community's needs because it's their community as well, and they volunteer and donate to local causes to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We have ticket texts on Michigan's quarterback situation, whether they made a mistake not going to the portal, your concern with not yet knowing who your guy is. There's also some breaking news, sad news.
Yeah,
we had heard whispers when we got into the studio today that Johnny Gaudreau may have passed away. He was riding his bike last night. It is now confirmed, hit by a car near his hometown in New Jersey. Columbus Blue Jack forward Johnny Gaudreau passing away at 31 years old.
31 years old. Way too young. Way too young. This is a tragedy.
I was just looking at his Instagram.
Yeah.
It looks like, well, clearly he's married. I saw pictures of his wedding, but it looks like two little kids as well.
Ugh.
Oh, how devastating.
Do we have any details? What time of night was this?
It's at 8:30. He and his brother were riding their bikes together when they were struck by a passing car. It says the driver of the car stayed at the scene of the crash. Yeah,
the Columbus Blue Jackets have released a statement. They're shocked and devastated by this unimaginable tragedy. Johnny was not only a great hockey player, but more importantly, a loving husband, father, son, brother, and friend. Extend our heartfelt sympathies to his wife, Meredith, and his children, Noah and Johnny.
New York Post is saying that it's his sister was supposed to be married very soon too, and they were supposed to be groomsmen.
And I don't know
what was his brother. Okay,
no,
he was killed as well.
Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew died Thursday night. There are reports they were killed while biking Thursday night in Old Man's Township, New Jersey, close to their hometown, Salem County, New Jersey. I don't know what happened, and it's just a reminder, if you're biking late at night, like anything you can have, reflective clothing, lights. I'm not accusing them of not having those things. It's also a reminder, if you're driving late at night, be vigilant. This, could you imagine being the driver?
No.
And maybe you were.
The whole thing is tragic.
All of it.
All around.
So sad.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it just was something we were keeping an eye on. Didn't want to come to the air with it unless it was official. Don't want to get something like this wrong. But when the Blue Jackets have released a statement, when it's showing up on the ticker on ESPN in the studio, the Columbus Dispatch is writing about it. This is unfortunately true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thoughts and prayers to
the
family, the organization,
community, all of it.
Yeah.
So we have Alan Trammell coming up at 8:02. We'll talk a little bit more about our Tiger baseball team. They got a big series with the Boston Red Sox coming up this weekend. We've got football picks at 8:35. We also have some of your feedback on this Michigan football thing. I flippantly said something or nothing, and Tom kind of gave the half answer. It could be something. Should Michigan have used the portal to address their quarterback situation if they still truly don't know who the guy is week one against Fresno State? I said yes. I think it could be the thing that keeps them from making the college football playoff this year. Understanding their defense is going to be very good to great. The offense does not have a guy that you can trust right now at that position.
Well, and I'll say this, because you could be partially right. Is it what keeps them out of the playoffs? It certainly could be. The problem is we don't have that answer right now. We don't know if they made a mistake or not of going to the portal.
I think the fact that they haven't named a quarterback at least speaks to a level of...
they haven't announced a quarterback.
Ticket text. Well, okay, fine. Semantics.
Well, no, it's not semantics. They haven't announced it. The team knows.
As of Wednesday, they were still finalizing it. So I'm sure by now the team knows. But my point is, this long drawn out battle wasn't conclusive until the very end.
That's a matter of, do you want to keep this competition going all the way up into the end? That's a coaching decision of, do we want to continue to hold both guys' feet to the fire, even though, I mean, maybe Sherrone Moore knew 2 weeks ago and he just didn't make that decision because he wanted to see these guys continue to compete.
Ticket texter says, Jim, don't you understand? Michigan is always right. They make zero mistakes. They did it the right way. Come on, man. Another one says, relax, let it play out. It's Michigan, for the love of all that is good. What advantage is it to Michigan to announce their starter before the first game? You have different types of quarterbacks. Keep your opponent guessing. Guys, it's Fresno State. Texter says, if they loved one of their QBs and they knew he was the guy, they would have named him the starter. They would have stopped the show. It's not like it's Texas week one. This person says, yes, it's Fresno State. John makes a good point. Why are all these guys transferring anyway? You can win with a homegrown guy, not transfers. Transfers aren't a guarantee. Nelson and Novi. And another one says, the grass isn't always greener on the other side of the fence, Jim. Maybe the coaches know what they have and they don't believe those other guys are better. I think...
if you're simply going for experience, does Davis Warren or Alex Orgie have the experience of a Will Howard, of a Dylan Gabriel, insert any transfer quarterback? No. You're 100% right.
How many combined college passes for Orgie and Warren? Is it like one?
I don't know, it's such a low number. Yeah.
And I think it's dangerous when you say, well, the guys in the portal are there because they're damaged goods.
No, I'm not saying that.
I'm not saying you are. The ticket texter said the grass is greener comment. My point would be, programs regularly acquire elite level quarterbacks from the portal, and there were several teams this year that are trying to make the playoffs. They did it. Michigan didn't. They have decided to gamble on their own guys, and it's why I've asked the question, is that a mistake? Ultimately, we're not going to know until they play the games.
Right.
But the fact that they haven't named a quarterback made me think, might have been better to get a guy that you feel good about as opposed to someone that you're unsure about. Anyway, we got Alan Trammell coming up, 8:02. Get his thoughts. 84 Tigers honored on Saturday. It's 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.